All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just really got that wave the white flag. 4 o'clock. Stoney sitting in for me. Mike will be back tomorrow.
I'm sitting in with you, not for you. That's
sitting in
Friday.
With me, yes.
That's Friday.
Friday,
Monday.
You're sitting in for me.
Yes.
Sitting in with me right now. Mm-hmm. Stoney, over the weekend, and we talked about this earlier in the show, and if you missed anything part of the show, we talked about Kenny and Evan throwing away their money as they bet on the Tigers, and Tigers lost.
Yes, 3-0.
You can use the Odyssey Rewind button. But during that time, I said that one of the things that I used to bet on before – she became a household name was Caitlin Clark in Iowa basketball.
Was this last year or this year? Or
only 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, I was just like, she just keeps hitting. Like, she would just put up points like nobody's business, like 30 games, 30 points, 40 points. Like, she would just put up points. So, you put money on her, and she was money in the bank. She broke a record. She got the record on Sunday. And she became the all-time scorer. She passed Pistol Pete Maravich's record. Now that, I won't get into that because he didn't have three-point lines. But, and he did it in 3 years. But the performance was watched by 3.4 million people tuned in to watch her play this game.
Over the weekend, it was the biggest women's basketball television audience since 1999.
I think it was UConn played Tennessee in that game. So, yeah, it was watched. I think in the men's sport, it was MSU Arizona, and that's only because the Lions lead in on Thanksgiving Day helped them get that high number because so many people were still hungover watching the Lions lose to the Packers. Mm-hmm. It leads you to wonder because I wanted to go see her live.
So did I, and I bitched about it where here locally both – Michigan and Michigan State played Iowa each once and both in Iowa City.
Right, on the
road. So we never got to see Caitlin Clark this season at the Brez or at the Christ.
Sold out. A buddy of mine, we were watching that when they played Michigan State. We were watching on Peacock, which actually turned out to be a really good game. She hit the game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer for a walk-off victory. But, yeah, we wanted to go see her. The women's Big Ten tournament completely sold out. So if you're thinking about going to Minneapolis, forget about it. Tickets are gone. You're going to have to pay a lot of money on the aftermarket to get in there. Kind of leads you – the question I have for you is we wanted to see her play. Who's the best athlete that you've seen play college hoops, men or women? But who was that athlete that you were like, you know what? I got to go see this person play. This person is different than any other person. And I'll even make the exception. For me, there was one guy, he was never going to make it in college, but I did have to go see him play in high school because I kept hearing about how good this kid was. And he was worth the drive, and now I see why people said he was never going to make it. That was LeBron James.
Yeah.
LeBron James, he couldn't play in a high school gym. I think this was at Cleveland State. They played at Cleveland State.
Was that the one where it was LeBron against, I think it was Deion Harris, local kid?
They did have a matchup. I don't
Yes, it was on a Sunday afternoon.
That was talked about in my high school for days after.
Yes, and I almost went, and I didn't, and just LeBron just destroyed him.
You saw that there was a difference between the number one, and I think Deion was either number two or number three, but there was a big gap between the two. And No. LeBron, clearly. But for me, I would say it was probably Zion. I got to see Zion up close and personal twice that year.
Well, here's the thing about Caitlin Clark. 248-539-9797. This, except the team that you follow closely.
Right.
So, okay, Michigan State in this case, okay? And I pay attention pretty much to Michigan as well, and the Big Ten. But if you are a sports fan, not a college basketball fan, you're not up until 1:30 in the morning watching Pac-12 like Valeni, okay? Where he knows a lot of the players. What player in the past, I don't know, 10 years, 20 years, did you sit there and say, God, you know, that's the impact? And Zion was the one we can, the only other one I could think of was a year before Zion, that's Trae Young, because he was doing pretty cool things at the time. Okay. Yeah. But you look at the number one draft choices over the year. I mean, Blake Griffin, there was nothing really that special about him in college. It's so different. Everybody, male or female, want to see Caitlin Clark play. And she's on a team that chances are will not win the national championship, but chances are won't even win the Big Ten championship. They have a really good chance at that, but they're not the best team in the Big Ten.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, you think, I guess maybe Victor Wembanyama, which ironically enough, his first game that he came and he played his debut game, even though it was at 10 o'clock during the week, drew less than what Caitlin Clark just drew for that. But Caitlin Clark, she's a draw, Stoney, and I think it's even the casual basketball person needs to see, and you're like, wow, she really does hit logo threes, and she really is that good.
And then the casual sports fan, how many players do you even know that's not on your team or teams, okay? And look, I don't follow it like I used to. And like I said, I don't follow like you or even Mike. So aside from the Big Ten guys, okay, who are we talking about?
Stoney, most people couldn't tell you a person that's on UConn's team.
Oh, you're right.
UConn's number one.
Okay, so Baycott of North Carolina, because he's played for 7 years, right? Or whatever, all right? That's basically it. Drew Timmy, he's gone finally, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are very few players that America even knows. And we have a big tournament coming up that everybody's going to be betting on, filling out brackets.
Right.
Everybody knows Caitlin Clark.
Yep. No one knows anybody on Houston's team.
Right.
You know the coach, Calvin Sampson.
Right.
That's it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, Houston, you don't know anybody. You don't know anybody on Arizona's team. Kansas, you know, because it's Hunter Dickinson.
Right.
So you know him because he played at Michigan and you follow him in the Big Ten.
Yes.
But you don't know him. But everybody knows when you see Caitlin Clark out there, that's her. Mm-hmm. She's for real. She's legit. And she gets eyeballs. And it's the funny thing is, you know, Fox, I think, like, put out a tweet kind of saying, hey, don't you want to go back for your graduate degree? Because she makes them money.
Yeah, they would have given her a special NIL, is the rumor. I mean, she's already Bobo's with Jake from State Farm, right?
Right.
I mean, so, and the I give her credit. I mean, she doesn't need the money now because she's making a lot of endorsements. But if you're going to, you know, compare apples to apples, the money she can make in the WNBA with their contracts, as opposed to what she can make in college and NIL, college she can make more money because the WNBA doesn't pay that much money.
It doesn't, but she probably will have more endorsement deals.
Yeah, probably. Especially depending on which team
she'll
goes
make the
to.
Money. Yeah, she'll make the money up in, you know, Coke or Pepsi or something like that, where she'll go out there and get that money as well.
And what I really like about her, as far as on the floor, besides the six shots she makes, She, I believe, is like one of the only people who have all these points with like tons of assists.
Oh, yeah.
She's a team player.
Stoney, I think she had 5 assists before she scored her first point on Sunday.
Yeah.
So everybody was there to watch her score, and she made sure she fed all of her teammates, and they got in there. So, you know, who's the, in the last 10 years, who's that basketball player that you heard about, didn't play for your local team, but you had to make it your point to see this person play in person?
There's not too many. And the other thing I'd really be interested in hearing from our male audience, if you're a father, do your kids, boys or girls, is Caitlin Clark must-see TV for you because of your kids?
Yeah, 248-539-9797. And just know this, Stoney, she'll probably get her own shoe. So that's how she's going to make
and,
her money.
And Evan will wear it.
Evan will wear it. Yeah. Evan, well, yeah, because, yeah.
He'll at least buy it. Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. If it's Nike, he'll buy it.
Well, what's her name has a shoe, doesn't she? Sabrina, the one who went against.
Ionescu?
Ionescu. Yeah, she went against Steph Curry. And there's some guys that wear that shoe, I believe.
So, yeah. So, 248-539-9797. Who's that player that you had to see in the last 10 years? And, for you people out there, how big of an impact of watching Caitlin Clark? Is she drawing new fans? Is she drawing your kids in to watch her?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.